is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News.
Next on News for the Soul, More Than Existing with Corey Thorne. Corey is a mystic, psychic, medium, and more. Author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program, Corey channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corey Thorne back to News for the Soul.
Okay, Chief has got Corey on the board. Are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Yay. Welcome Yay. Back. It's been a bit.
It has been a bit. It's been a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy journey.
I'm glad.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, perfectly.
Right, me too. Okay, good. I was just switching over to new headphones here, so I just wanted to make sure we were connecting well.
Yep, perfect. Which help?
There we go. Oh, good. Yeah, it's good to be back. It's definitely been some crazy experiences and some crazy energy, and yeah, I'm like, it's been a world of unexpected.
Yeah, that's been happening for many. That's been a common theme.
Right. The upside, there's one big upside of all of it, was I did get married in July.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm like, it's one of those things. It's the first time I've ever done that. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like 52 years old and finally did that. So that was my big win. Focus on our big win.
You know, it's really good to do that once you know who you are and why you're here and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. I don't think I would have ever been able to step into that as any other version of myself. Like, I really, and when I did, it was just like, oh, there's a sense of completeness, like not, it doesn't complete you, but a sense of wholeness within the soul essence of self that I felt I was ready for. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting some of that feeling. So it's been quite the journey, and I've been including that in some of my teaching somehow of, you know, it's really truly the importance of becoming the person you need to be for all of your experiences that are waiting for you.
Yes.
It's like not everything is meant for our right. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. What are we doing today?
I don't know. Well, we could take a call.
Do we have some callers?
Well, we have a caller. I don't know if we don't have the usual onslaught yet because this is not your normally scheduled time, but let's go with
the
flow.
I was just going to say, this wasn't my day. So this wasn't the day I was, you know, this is not my regular time. So, yeah, but let's just play this. So, yeah, let's just take the caller, and then I will fill us in with some energy stuff after.
All right. I'll keep monitoring the board for you, too. So let's go to 415,
okay.
Who's patiently waiting. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi. This is Catherine calling from Colorado.
Hi,
Catherine. Do you have a question for us today?
I don't know if you're doing mediumship. It's today is my birthday, and I would just like a birthday message.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'll see what comes in for you. All morning I've been asking, I was working with clients earlier this morning. I'm asking, do you have a birthday? Someone had a birthday today. So there is definitely somebody who's celebrating today, and it would be you.
Oh, my gosh. Weird.
It's been all morning. Like, it's like wherever I am, I'm like, are you sure you don't have it? Like, who has a birthday? Does somebody have a birthday?
Well,
and it turns out it's you with the birthday. And so you do have a lot of, you definitely have somebody on the other side who's been making sure that we get that birthday wish in for you. I'm not even sure who it would be. But I have to ask you this.
What is with, do you have some sort of connection to a window of opportunity coming up, or you've been waiting for something and, or you feel like it's like a last chance, like I need to do this now. Like, I feel like there's a rush going on. Like, do you do the comparison of your age type of thing of, oh, I need this, or this has to happen now in my life?
Yeah, I have been looking for the next act, as they say. Like, I don't want to go back to the same work as what I did with COVID. Everything changed, and a couple deaths in the family and everything. So it's kind of, I felt like I'm really starting over again.
Mm. Okay, because I'm like, I've been writing this down since while I was waiting to come in, and I just got this, and I'm like, it's the first caller. I know it's the first caller, and it's like there's a window of, and so this, I feel like it's, she really feels, she, it's a woman who's speaking to me from the other side, and she just says to tell you there is a window of opportunity that's going to be opening for you, and it's a blessing. And some of the opportunities that become like, feels like it's a rejection is not,
yeah.
it's actually a blessing that it's not going to work out, but there's a window of opportunity that's opening for you, and it's going to really truly be the one that just says, because everything that you do kind of moving forward has to be something that you actually find joy in, and it's you have to really, you have to like what you're doing, not just to do it just because,
is
that they really want you to like what you're doing. And I don't know why I keep seeing an airplane, like an arrow, like I just keep getting airplanes. And so I feel like there's some travel in there for you as well. So I don't know if you traveled with your job before, or if there's some sort of trips or traveling you've been contemplating doing. But there is some travel in there.
Yes, great. Yeah, I do travel a lot now. I've been very like nomadic life for a year, and it's, that was great experience. And I would still like to travel. Obviously, I love to travel, but I still would want a home base.
You will have a home base. your travel won't be for, like, that you're always the nomad. It will be more of just the luxury of being able to go places and come back home type of thing. What's with chapters? Do you do some sort of writing or some sort of, like, do you journal your work, your experiences?
Not as much as I should. It's like, I have a hard time, actually. My brain is faster than my hand, if you know what I mean. I have a hard time.
Yeah.
I'm not linear. I'm a big picture person, and I see everything at once, and it's hard for me to separate that into words on a piece of paper.
That makes total sense to me. I'm like, I live that way. It makes sense to me. And I write, and I edit, I write books for this, but I also keep a journal that where I sketch and I draw pictures. And I just feel like you need to get, like, to really bring out and bring forth everything that you are experiencing in, like, almost an imaginative kind of way. So figuring,
yeah,
like
that.
Drawing figures. Yeah. And to bring that forth, because I feel like there's something for you to either create and publish, or to be like the author of your own story. Like, you get to write the next chapter of your life in a whole new way and a whole new experience. And so can I ask, if is your mom still actively on Earth? Because I pick up people who are past and alive. So is she actively still here on Earth?
No, but she's been around a lot for my birthday.
Okay, and so she, you have been feeling her, picking her up somehow, sensing her?
Yeah, I do. I have the clair of the smell. Like, I can smell. She'll send flowers or food or things like that.
Okay, she has a softness to her.
Yeah.
Right, there's some sort of softness to her. Did she not fully get to live like her dream or do what it was she wanted to do in life?
She did with her career. She absolutely loved her work, but I don't think she was from the generation of, you just have to work and stay at home, and
I mean, she was advanced of her in her career life, but I think her personal life, she wants to do more. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just feel like there's a part of her life where she didn't get to fully live, and she's telling you, make sure you live all of your life. Like, make sure you do everything. And she's showing me hearts. Like, I got hearts everywhere, and I'm drawing hearts everywhere. And I just feel like it's like, live from your heart. Like, don't let your brain stand in the way. Don't let that get in the way of this at this stage to do what you really want to do and live from your heart. Live from your heart. And I keep writing down an A, and I don't know where an A comes in, like if an N or like an A. Do you have an A somewhere in like family members?
Yeah,
an
and.
An
and? Yeah.
Okay, because there's an, I wrote down A-N-N is what I had wrote down before we came in while I was waiting. So that would, in my other little notes, so that would make sense. Who is Anne?
And is she sister-in-law?
Okay. And are you connected to her somehow?
Not as being my sister-in-law, but not other than.
Are you close to her?
No. No.
Okay. And I don't know why she's coming in. I'm like, we're on open radio, so I don't want to take it too far. Right. But she is bringing in Anne, and she is mentioning Anne. So I don't know if there's some sort of connection or some sort of like reason why you and Anne would be connecting or coming together, but she is mentioning Anne.
Okay.
And so,
yeah, I'll check in with her. I'll check in what's going on.
Yeah, just check in with her. Or, you know, it could be just a simple hello, whatever it may be, but I feel like there's some sort of connection that you, for you and Anne to be making, and I don't think it's like right this moment, but I feel like it's in the coming months, but everything is saying there's a window of opportunity. You do have your mom with you. And living from your heart and just really embody that, like just embody that heart living, because it's coming into a good year. 2024 feels like it's got some changes.
She has learned that on the other side, because I grew up very left-brained. Like her and my dad were both pick a safe job. You know, from their time, it was work the same thing for 30 years, get a pension. So I am learning now about, as an adult, I've had to learn about living from the heart.
Right? Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, she had to get to the other side. She wished she had done that on earth. And she wished she had just trusted her heart and lived from there. And she's beautiful. Like, she just got so much. She's done so much. She's ahead of her time, but she didn't get, didn't do the thing. She didn't say yes to her enough, right? And so.
Right.
More
right.
So keep on doing more for you and letting that creative side of you just kind of express. Like, you don't need words all the time to explain your experiences, but to just get yourself a journal and just, like, even if it's stick men, who cares? Just draw it out. Just let it out. There you go. So happy birthday.
That was beautiful. Thank you. That was great. Mm-hmm. I'll
so
listen to that again.
Good. Thank you.
I'll keep listening.
Yes, please do.
Oh, I want to say, too, my middle name is Anne as well.
Oh, you're an Anne as well. Okay. I love that. I love those. I wish I could show you guys the paper, right, like, that I have in front of me. And I'm like, I wish I could show you this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was great.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Thanks for calling. We have another caller. Let's go to 203. 203, you're next up. With Corey, what's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. I'm thrilled to get in. Hello to you both.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
What can we do for you today?
I don't know if I'd ask you about this guy that I'm interested in. If you want to pick up on him, or if not, just the general, whatever comes to you. I can tell you a little about the guy if you want to do that.
Okay. What's with this guy? Is he kind of new to you?
He's very new, and also new is being, one, attracted to a guy and being with a guy in 25, 30 years.
I was just going to say, I'm like, how long has this been for you, Pat?
And you know what I'm finding out is, since I never had relationships, I never went through all the developmental stuff, all the things that you learn. I am like a 16-year-old that has no sense at all.
Right? And you're a little giddy about all of this.
Oh, I'm so giddy. I'm so giddy. Yeah, and I love it.
And now, did you meet this person in person or did you meet this person some other way?
In person. I actually, someone recommended him as a place to get my car repaired or buy a car. I was looking for a car.
Ah.
And my car broke down, so I went to him or that place, and he was the one they directed me to. And immediately, I mean, like within 2 days, because the car kept breaking down and he'd come pick me up and rescue me, he said, you know, within a couple of days, we're friends. You know, and I thanked him, said, it's all right, we're friends. And we both were attracted to each other, but kept it to ourselves. And he's 12 years younger than me, which
I'm just going to say he's a younger man.
70, so that's hard. You know, if I was 50 or 60, it would be easier. My ego would deal with it much easier. But he's also, well, I'll let you talk. So now you know about him. And it's also
okay.
a lot of issues that are not issues, but are issues.
There is issues. Yes, there is
okay.
issues. Okay. So I do have some sort of, like, I don't know if he plays out a mental, like a victim mentality, or if he's had like a really kind of a lot of things happening in his past.
Yes, a lot of things happening in his past. And I'm finding when he gets off of work late at night and he calls me, he seems to be letting off a lot of steam about his frustrations. And either that will continue or it's a healing thing. I don't know yet.
Yeah, because I'm like, I got a little stopper here, and I don't want to rain on your parade here about him, in a way. But just for you to, you got to use your intuition, and you have to really step into your wisdom and your knowledge here. And it's like, yes, it's attention, but he's also making you kind of his doormat in a way of where he's clean, where he's dropping his energy, where he's dropping all the crappy stuff. And you're the one who's making him feel good about himself. He has a habit of behaving this way, and it's a habit that he has. And it's like he is not such a victim as what he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to clean that shit up. And if you stop making, you have to stop making yourself available to him dropping that stuff all the time. Because
okay.
I'm like, it's a time for that story to end, because he's been playing this out everywhere for a long time.
Okay.
And he's, yeah, and so I'm like, and it's not saying there's not a possibility of him to be a good man or to be a good person in your life, but that's our heads up, and it's coming in like in a red flag. Like it's being
okay.
a flag for you to really watch this, because your life is in a time of increase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you have a lot, you're in a cycle of increase in your life, and things are really going well and going very good. You don't need that kind of energy, and you can't let that kind of energy interfere. And so pay attention to what is being asked of you and what he is asking for from you.
Okay.
And catch that.
I can communicate that to him at some point, I think. But with your red flags, what is he feeling for me? Is that a doormat too?
Well, that's, if he can't, how do I put this? So how do I see this? I'm asking the guides to give me a clear direction on this. If he can't live from an open, like, sense of heart with himself, if he's not honest fully with himself, he can't fully be honest, fully honest with you.
Right.
And so there is a sense of clarity coming in here that you have to just really recognize, okay, he's not being honest with himself. He's, you know, if he's in his victim, if it's always somebody else's fault, if there's always something else going on, then what are you contributing to that? What is he contributing to that? And this could, like I said, it could just be the habit that he has. But
right.
That will get very old to you after a while, because you're upbeat, you're positive, You're a go-getter. You're happy-go-lucky in so many areas of your life. And so it's not whether or not he could have feelings for you. It's whether or not he's got enough capacity in him to be able to have an open-hearted relationship with you if he's not able to have one with himself.
Okay, so...
So you got to be honest.
Yeah. And I've also shown his potential. And the other night I was saying, I want you to hear this recording again because it's very, very positive about him and what's ahead for him astrologically. If I communicate these things, do you see him opening up his heart a little more for me? Or actually, you know, I just would like to, I hear you. But are there any feelings that he has for me right now? Or am I being silly about this?
I feel like there is feelings. I'm not sure of those feelings yet. And it's like, so I'm like, it needs, like, literally, just don't move the man into your house.
Oh, no.
You know what
no.
I mean? Like really, truly, you have to feel this out on a longer term so that you can see for yourself what else is unfolding in this relationship. There is a big universe that's open to him. And for some reason, I just feel like it's like he has repeat cycles that continue.
Yep.
And you've been on the, I'm going this way and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And you're getting these things done. It has a potential and a possibility. It is not all the way there.
Yeah.
And so just don't jump into anything. Don't give more than you have to give. And always be very, like, really trust your gut instinct and your intuition here. Because nobody can tell you what to do. And that's because
right.
we never want to go against your own free will. But
right.
he has healing and growing to do to match and be in alignment to where you are in your journey.
Okay, so does he have any disrespect or not enough respect for me? That's my other concern.
Well, I do feel like he has respect for you.
Okay.
I'm not seeing that part of it. But he is. Now, is he like a salesman?
He's a jack of all trades. He's genius. He just goes out and finds a job and creates whatever he wants. He's in the middle of, he just left his business because he's so tired of the greed and the dishonesty. So he's in the middle of searching again. And I
okay,
think the book is phenomenal. Go ahead.
He's a chameleon.
Yeah.
I was going to say he's a chameleon.
Meaning what?
That means he becomes whatever he needs to be to put himself in wherever he wants to be.
Yeah.
And so, and that's, you know, so people present to you what they want, what they think you want, right? And it's like, no, I want to know, I want to see your truth, your real self.
So is he being a chameleon to me?
It's unknown yet. I feel like he is in some areas because he's afraid to let himself fully be himself everywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't feel like you need to run away from it. I don't, like, that's not what we're telling you. It's just you got to really trust your own intuition on this and feel this out for yourself. But be aware
yeah.
of, you know, what you're not willing to do, what you are, what you're not, right? Like, it's that thing of, you know, that's, okay, this is enough. What are you
yeah.
going to do about it?
Yeah,
because you're not
yeah.
going to be, you're not there to be someone's mother, no matter how
yeah.
old we are, no, right? It's like, but you're also there to say, I'm here to be respected and honor that for yourself. And so I don't want to poo-poo all over your giddiness, because I want you to see yourself, because, you know, if this is saying to you, even if that's not your person in the end, that you are here to find love again in your life, and you're here to have that kind of happiness in your life. Because why not you be able
yeah.
to enjoy that?
Yeah, yeah, it's wonderful.
All right.
I mean, this is great.
Yeah,
advice.
It's a wonderful feeling. You just want to be aware.
Oh, after a whole lifetime of not that, yeah. And your perspectives are really, really helpful, and you actually confirmed, you know, my thought of, how long is he going to continue to complain? Am I helping him, or is he just complaining. Yeah, so that confirms that. And that actually helps me. It'll be easy to talk to him about it. I hope he can hear it.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because it's like you're just complaining is a, you know, complaining can be a trauma response, or it can be an outlet of where people, you know, they deflect away from themselves by reflecting into what everyone else is doing to them and not looking at themselves. And that's the first thing come up was victim. I'm like, he's got victim mentality, and he's got to clear the victim mentality.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's great. I appreciate it. I really do. How will he react when I tell him this stuff?
Who knows?
I can't tell. Okay.
That's not for you to worry about.
Yeah.
Because if somebody takes off their mask and reveals a new truth to you, then you get to see a new truth.
Right. Right.
Right. And so it's like, it doesn't matter. You're not going to soften the blow. You're going to be, because what you're doing is you're being authentically, honestly, honest in yourself and to yourself. Is that these are things that if I'm getting them, they're things that you're picking up. They're things that are coming from your energy.
Oh.
So they're things
that
you're really, truly concerned about, or else I wouldn't be getting them from you.
Oh, interesting. Well, and then you put them into words and perspectives that are very helpful to me.
Yeah. And so, it's like it's new perspective, right? So that you can observe things in a different way.
Yeah.
And
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. You are so welcome, Pat. Nice speaking with you again.
You. Love you both.
Love you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Pat.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
And So, Corey, we have Lowell on the line. So I pass the mic over to you to do whatever it is you're going to do. Are you still there?
Oh, here we go. Okay, I lost you for a second. I'm sorry. Something went blank.
Oh. So we have a lull on the line, so it's over to you.
Okay. So let's communicate on some energy and what we have going on. And so as we had our last two callers come in, and Pat and Catherine today, and both were in transition. So there's a lot of shifting energies happening. We've had a lot of solar flares, and I'm not an astrologer. I read the energy. I feel the energy. I connect. I see the energy. And so through all of this experience and the things that have we've been really, truly experiencing that's been coming up, September has been quite a challenging month, but also filled with beautiful things. If you've probably been experiencing, you know, like going through the muck and the mud in life, is that you may have also noticed, I found something out, something good about myself, or something new happened, or I had a big experience over the summer months. And so there's been this smorgasbord of kind of beautiful, it's like beauty and chaos type of thing. So there's been a lot of this beauty and chaos kind of energy. And as we're preparing, and this is only a day away or into the days of the autumn equinox and the shift into preparing to go into our fall season, we also have the shift into Libra. And we have this, and so there's a softness, a gentleness, of like almost as if we are being snuggled and cuddled into a blanket and just saying, okay, it's been a hard go. Now you need to sit down and come, but you're going to be watching the fireworks. You're going to be watching the light show. And so there is a lot of that big light show energy that's still going to be happening. And to sit outside of it and to exist in it in our world's energy is going to be huge. It's not all pretty. We do have a lot of instigator energy. And if you notice how it's so easy to, we all have a flame. And it's so easy to ignite the flame. It's so easy to fan the flames to cause cause an uproar or to get people to respond and to react. And it always comes from the fear story. And we get so trapped in being triggered by what is outside of us. And when we learn to come home to ourselves and we come into this sense of our truth and our self and our inner self, is we start to use discernment. And so the key word is discernment and asking yourself, is this real? Is this true? Is this my truth? You know, is this what my life really looks like? Or am I feeling the world? And so it is where we get the kind of having to sit back, and especially if you're an empath, and really truly ask yourself, if this is mine, you know, allow me to, give me the strength and the courage to feel it, to journey through it. If it is not, remove it. Remove this energy from me. Take it and let it be in front of me so that I can look in from like a third person view and explore what is happening and look in and see that little grain of sand that becomes the irritation, right? And so the world is just like the little grain of sand that has caused us irritations, brings us into recognizing where instigator energy is. And so we're going to be acknowledging and seeing more of the exposure of that instigator, where that instigation starts, where that begins. And we have a kind of an awareness of, we've all been kind of getting stuck and trapped in this isms and getting an addictive behavior, an addictive attitude towards wanting to know what is happening all the time and what is happening everywhere, and having to know everything and having to see everything and having to have know everything before it happens and to get ahead of ourselves, and perfectionism. To really, you know, it's like, oh, we got to perfect that. And if I was only perfect, and if everything was perfect, well, that is not real, and it's not where the real essence of our beauty exists. Nature, Mother Earth, really truly shows us and reveals to us the imperfections and the beauties of the imperfections, and how we can be so disillusioned by the imposter in the imposter light, and that sense of, if it was only perfect and I can make it perfect. And we're seeing that so much in AI, and AI has a, you know, it's the good and bad, right? It can be so good, but it also can be so, it can be so destructive to us in the way of thinking in a comparison. It is not a human. It is not a human relationship. It's not a true artist. It's not a true writing. And there's something about the organic and the originality and the authenticity of what makes us, like, to be born and to become from a soul into the human. This is a blessing. And to be imperfect is truly a blessing. It's something that makes us be able to create a lot of originality. And we're losing that originality in a lot of areas, and it's being instigated into us to, you know, the instigator is bringing us in closer to where we lose that, where everything blends together and everything looks alike. And it's almost like when you look at archetypes and you have that archetypal energy of, you know, when you say, oh, I'm going to be a rebel because I don't want to be like anyone else. But when you become the rebel and then you become a part of this group, you become like that group because you start, the thoughts, your subconscious is fed those thoughts. You start to think alike. You start to act alike. You have commonality, but the commonality starts to blend everybody together. So everything you didn't like, everything you didn't want, you actually have more of. And so this is where we have to use discernment. Is everything that I was fighting not to be, did I actually become more of that? Or as a society, as a world, are we actually becoming more of that? That fight to be an individual, that fight to be the authentic self. Did I, you know, am I actually being that, or am I actually stepping further in? So some of the instigators, like, I don't want to be a part of, you know, working in an office. I don't want to be a part of a this or that. So I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But in the meantime, find yourself being drawn into, like a magnetic, towards being caught in the objective behind it. And so likeness, right? And so the sense of likeness and this false sense of light and security and all of those things, the real truth is we are never really safe, not fully safe. We can only be safe to a certain degree. You know, we're all going the same direction. There's one ending. We all have that one ending. You know, death is an absolute must, and beginnings and endings will always happen. There will always be some sort of flaw to us, and we'll always have those flaws. But those flaws make us, that's what makes us beautiful. And just like a flower blooms, but not every flower comes out with everything opening. Depends on where the sun is. It depends on how it's coming up through the ground. It might be something else impeding a tree, another tree maybe in its way. So it's got to change its direction so it's not straight. And so there's all of that energy that is just like, if we were to look at nature, if we were to look at life, if we were to look around, and we can see that us as creators and who we are as co-creators on Earth during this energy and during this time is for us to sometimes sit back and look at what we're painting or what we're becoming a part of or what we're existing in or what we're fighting for or what we're getting caught up in, and strip it all away, strip it back, and just ask ourselves some of the simplest but hardest questions. Does this really feel true to me? Does this feel right to me? My truth. Because it's so easy for us to get lost in, and if we're in the crowd, if we're in it, it's hard for us to be able to sometimes see what is ahead. It's for us to be able to experience what is ahead. So I always say to people, it's not what you see what's ahead of you. It's what do you want to feel more of? And if you want to feel more of a sense of joy and satisfaction within, that only happens, you have to awaken that from within. And it's, you can reach the top of anywhere in life. You can, how are they channeling this through to me? You can reach and you can get to like the top of the ladder in a job or in a career. But have you fully opened? Have you lived? Have you existed in your humility? Have you found the wisdom in your falls? Have you found that sense of having to walk a new direction? Have you walked into the unknown? Have you been able to be the one who's that savior to yourself in so many ways? Life is about being lived. And when our lives and our living is all tied into being told exactly this is how it is and this is how it will be, and we lose that sense of freedom to be that, there is a wildness to us that is lost. And the coming year, moving forward, it's like returning to our wild a little bit, letting ourselves be more organic and falling into that. And will there be more being not authentic and not organic? Yes, that's going to be okay. You know, can you exist and trust you and trust your intuition when everyone around you and everything around you say, but this is what everyone is doing, but this is the way everyone is going, this is what's in. You're never going to succeed if you don't do this. That's fear mentality. And we've been sold on the fear. It is a part of being that, you know, it's the manipulation, right? It's that hypnotic energy that just we get lost in because it's the fear story. And as we're shifting and as these shifts are happening, it is that, you know, yeah, it's that could be easy. But will it bring me the satisfaction within myself in 5 years, in 10 years, this feeling that I want to feel more of, that I've been seeking and searching, that I've done all the work for, will that be there? Or will I just be mushroomed? Will I still be, you know, not really existing in my truth? And so this is where it is the ability to see beyond, to open our eyes, to open our hearts, to look beyond everything that is being fed to us, everything that's being told to us, everything that's being said to us, you know, and trust, is that my truth? is that my direction? Because your free will is a gift that has been gifted to us. It is a part of the gift of being human. We don't just run on wild instincts and just do. We get a choice. And when we get the choice to choose, it is always our choice to make. And whatever we're choosing and the directions that we're choosing to go, is that the one person who makes the choice is us. Right down to your emotions. Nobody else chooses your emotions. How you're choosing to emotionally respond is your choice. You're choosing that. And so if it gets to be your choice and it's my choice to make, I want to make sure I'm making it from my soul, from, you know, will that really fill my soul? Because whoever and whatever we are meant to be in this lifetime, it's in the seed of us. If you plant a seed for an oak tree, you're not going to get a willow tree. If you plant a lily, you're going to get a lily. You're not going to get a rose. You're going to get a lily. If you plant an apple tree, you're going to get an apple tree. You have to have patience to when the apples will appear. They may not come for years, but you're not going to get a cherry. And so every time we want to be a cherry when we're an apple, we are fighting to be something we are not. And so the seed of who you are, who we are, all the way to the soul of us, is already there. And if we can come back to the relationship and the organic, beautiful relationship to ourselves, is that we're not being created from somebody else's thoughts, from the world that has been built around us, from the world we exist in. The world, we're not that world, but we matter enough to find our way back to that seed now. And as we find our way back to this time and back to the seed and remembering who and what we are, is that we may not grow all out and be absolutely perfect. But when we acknowledge where we have been, what we have been through, that we can spiritually and emotionally grow, evolve, and allow ourselves to be more true to this self. And then when we reach whatever that end is, whenever that time is up, whenever that happens for us, is that we know that we have walked our way, that we have found our way home, and it's not outside of us. That road to joy, to happiness, to existing and all that we came here to do, it's not outside. It is the journey inward. And when we turn on that light, when we turn that light on, nothing is going to take us in a direction that doesn't feel not organic to us. We have that ability to stand in ourself and just say, no, I'm sorry, that's just not for me. I don't care if millions of people are going that direction. If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't sit right, I need to know more. I need to explore this more. And I'm okay with branching out. But it's emotional and spiritual growth and it's development that is happening within us that brings us back. It's like the return to love. It's that return to self that is in this time. And the instigator energy that we have that is existing around us is so powerful right now. So taking a good look at that, remembering that it's okay to rest, to pause, to sit back and give yourself time, to not to feel like jumping in and signing up for everything, you know, getting on board with everything. You're not going to miss your opportunity. There's no one out, you know, you're not going to miss your opportunity if you don't make the 100 Instagram posts a day, or you're not on TikTok, making 1,000 videos. What's meant for us and who we are meant to be comes from the seed. And the source is the light that illuminates, that nurtures the seed. And it requires us to water the seed. And so between source, creator, God, whatever you want to call, and between you watering that seed, whoever and whatever we are here to be, we're ready to bloom. We're ready to grow. We're ready to advance into a sense that is authentic and true. And it may not be always so pretty, but it will be truly a beautiful sight to see the mixture, the blend of many colors, many beautiful things. And so there's so much for us to learn and to grow, and it's time for us to really step into learning from the great teacher of Mother Earth, learning from that divine mother and awakening to that energy. And I hope in some way that this channeled message makes sense to you, and it does give you something to think about, to contemplate. You may want to listen to this a few times. You might not hear it the same, because every time you listen to it, there may be just a little bit something about you that you may be changing and growing within yourself. So we do need the light. We need true light, real light. And we need to water ourselves, to nurture ourselves and water ourselves with all of the beautiful things that are natural to us, that are there for us, for our use. And so that's what we have for you. I hope it resonates. And I do have a sense of the mystical realm really coming in here. So Middle Earth is with us. So enjoy, embrace, and let your childlike energy just take you on a journey. Phew.
Love it. Beautiful. So, you know, I know we're getting there, but I think we could address the burning issue that we talked about at the beginning of the show, giving people some pointers on traversing the craziness and the changes, and that, you know, gives a lot of, it doesn't feel so great going through these things. So maybe we could spend a couple of minutes on that.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard, and it's not always easy. And some people are, you know, there are people who truly are going through this alone. Some people are standing alone. Some people are alone. And so I think one of the key elements that, or one of the key things that I find for myself, and I'll always say this, is meditation. And meditation is not always about sitting in silence. It's not sitting with your hands closed, your legs crossed. It's a movement. So moving meditation, if you can walk, if you can move about, get out and release and remove the energy from your body. There is nothing more powerful than getting out and moving, walking. And even if it's a slow pace, it's not about a destination or you know, a power walk. It's about getting out and just letting yourself release the energy and, you know, reflect back to yourself of, oh, what's it like to carry this heaviness and to carry this energy, and what's it like to be free? What does it feel like to be free? And call in the angels, call in the guides. A lot of this is too big for us, and it's not for us to be trying to battle it, to make it go away. It's for us to say, it's too big for me. And so one of the most powerful things you can do is ask for help. The power of prayer is a huge one, and ask for that sense of help of guide me through, help me understand myself enough to know of when I am getting lost in this. And the other thing is journaling. I always say I have a effort. I don't want to swear on here. I have a kind of journal where everything that is building up inside of me, all the anger, all the suppressed energy, is I literally would just like take it and write it out and just say, you know, I hate this, I don't like this, and blah, blah, blah. And then I would put an X through it, and I would say, this is now done. This is now done. It's out of me, it's out, it's free, and roll it up. Burn that piece of paper, rip out the pages. But it's the place of release. So it's so important that we release, because if we don't release, we can't resolve. And so releasing the energy, see everything as energy. And if you can see everything as energy and how that energy manifests, you know, deeper within us into something physical, but if we can release it, we can resolve it. And then asking for it to come back as wisdom. It's like, then have another journal where you sit and you write down, you know, this sense of manifestation in the way of saying to yourself, as if I'm already living this. I'm living my most beautiful life. So that you're already feeling the sense that everything you were releasing and that's now resolved is already done. And feel that sense of beauty. And ask yourself, if you don't understand, like if you've never had a good, healthy relationship, ask to understand love. And then taking it back to self-love and back to the center of self-love and loving self. And one of the most loving things we can do for ourselves sometimes is to turn off the things that cause you the most stress. And people look at boundaries and creating those boundaries by people. But sometimes you got to have that sense of boundaries within your own life and say, I'm going to give myself a time out from social media, from news, from those things. Say, I can't change it. So by listening to it and letting it be absorbed within you, you'll never change it. So why is it allowed to be rent free within you? Why is it allowed to have so much space? Why are you allowing that? And it's often so that we can hold on to the things we refuse to release. And so giving yourself permission to say, no, I'm going to start giving myself those timeouts, those breaks, and break away, and I will go do something that's actually feeding the light and the love within me so that I can learn through my soul, through this essence of myself, a more loving way to exist. And those are some of the key things. And I know they sound, you know, oh, that's too big, that's too much, but they're actually very simple. You just have to start saying yes. And they're the simplest of things that you can do. So I hope that helps.
It indeed does, and I am going to start an effort journal. I love that.
Oh, yeah. They're so important.
Love it.
Why put that stuff in your good journal?
Right? Yeah, you can have the good journal and the effort journal, you know, because we don't address, we stuff it in if we don't get it out, right? So better out than in.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Oh,
on that note, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say we got 1 minute. Let's say 2. If you want to wrap up in shameless self-promotion, we're already there.
Okay, I will do this very quickly. So I actually have a program starting on Monday. In July, I released my deck of the Everyday Goddess Oracle cards. They are now out. They're available. And they're beautiful. And if you go to my website, you can check out the cards. You can even flip a card. It'll take you to a video. But you can purchase my cards now. If you go to CoreyThorne.com, everything is available there that you can get all the information about the cards and how to order them. Also, my books are available there, More Than Existing and My Truth of Existing Beyond Reflection. But start Monday. On my website as well, there is a link to that. I have a program starting that you can become a certified Oracle card reader with the Everyday Goddess Oracle cards. And it really truly is about helping to be able to coach yourself, to guide yourself, and to be able to also use them to help others as well. And so that is starting on Monday and October the 25th. So if you want to get into that course, you want to get signed up, there's still an opportunity. It is in my online academy, which is More Than Existing Academy of Higher Consciousness, but everything is on the website. Go to the News for the Soul Radio, and you can check it all out there, all of my links, or go to CoreyThorne.com, and you'll be able to check it out there as well. I hope to see some of you in that program, in that class. And that's what we have. Thank you for being with us today, and thank you for being a part of the News for the Soul, and always choose to more than exist. That's our journey here in life. So thank you.
Awesome. It's been great. Glad you're back. Glad you're in one piece. And looking forward to next time.
Yes. Thank you so much, Nicole. Have a beautiful weekend. And everyone else, have a beautiful weekend as well. And I'll be talking with you soon.
Corey Thorne's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And we're back in a few minutes with more stuff. I just went completely blank. More stuff after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.